Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. Dolph Reno here. How are you?
Hey, Dolph. What's going on?
Oh, sorry I missed you yesterday. I was in the mix the whole day and just kind of was a blur.
Don't even worry about it. I'm sure that happens a lot, you know?
Yeah, probably too much, but it's all good. But no, I wanted to get back to you. So Ruben made a couple of different offers that are both interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We, as a company, don't necessarily need to, like, jump on that right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how long. There was two offers. One was at just under 70, and there was one that was at 50, I believe.
Yeah, that one had the smaller one had a better rate that he could get you, right?
Actually, I thought the 70 had a slightly better rate.
And it was Yeah. It was like 69, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
69
so or 69, 757, and yeah. The daily came out to be 300 a day, and so
that's it was right. That's 13 right.
13 months.
Yep.
So what I want to do is, you know, I'd like to keep those options open for at least a week. You know, come Tuesday, we might be calling you saying, "Hey, let's close this." But you know, we're looking through our cash position right now, heading into a long weekend. And, you know, the only reason to take on debt is if you really need it. And while that last loan was a pretty good interest rate, it's still a very high interest rate, not sure. As high as maybe other advanced loans.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where we're at. I've definitely appreciated working with Ruben and you. And, you know, I'm not saying no, but I'm just not saying I want to sign right now.
Absolutely.
I want to fund right now.
Absolutely. Let me keep you posted with the whole check situation. So I know you sent me a check from a different bank.
Let me explain that to you real quick.
Okay.
The bank, Commonwealth Business Bank, mm-hmm. They're the bank of our investor.
Okay.
And so our investor is no longer putting more money into the company. So we have since, in the past 2 weeks, we've stopped using that account. We've let the outstanding payments flush through. And then we're going back to our original Wells Fargo account. So that's the account I sent you. So if I were to send you a bank account activity at Wells Fargo, you'd see suddenly we now have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars flowing through there. So that's where all our inflows are going to be going to, into that Wells Fargo account. So there's no point in giving you another account we're not using.
Sure. This is what we were thinking. Because we have the statements for that account, is it still open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Now it's just got $50 in it just to keep it open.
Right, okay. So I'll double check with Ruben and everybody, but once you get the money into that account, you can transfer it to whatever account you want, and then we can set up the new account. It's just we kind of have created for this, the Commonwealth Business Bank account. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess we can worry about it when it comes down to whether or not you guys want the money or not. We can figure it out. Just keep in mind, once you decide to go ahead and take on the money, we won't be able to, you know, it won't be that day. It may take a few days for us to get all the finishing paperwork in for you. So just keep that in mind. So I don't want you to say you need the money and you need it Tuesday, and it won't happen Tuesday.
It's a, what's a 3-day turnaround?
It's about 3 days. Yeah, 3 to 4 days, I would say, turnaround. If you can let me know by Tuesday, we can most likely get that in your account by Friday.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, so I just wanted to kind of keep you, you know, set the expectations.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate that.
No problem. Would you like me to follow up with you, Dolph, on Tuesday, or will you reach out to me? Send me an email or something?
If you don't hear from me by Wednesday, then you can reach out to me. Tuesday is going to be a hectic day.
You're right. You're very right. Okay.
Yeah,
I understand.
Exactly.
Well, you have a great weekend, and if you ever need me for anything, just shoot me an email.
Okay, thanks, man.
No problem, Dolph. Thanks for calling me back.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.